it's important, the idea of balance in a piece like this, to try to find a way of not only engaging people for the duration, but taking them on something of a journey as well. And although insects themselves, they have their own interesting cycles, you know, like a life cycle of a bee is 21 days or whatever, I didn't want each piece to be sort of the same like that. I wanted it to cover and to be quite strict about the territory that it would cover. So some of them are quite gentle. That is quite deliberate. I mean, moths is very gentle. At the same time, it's got this sinister underlying aspect of, well, a symbolism of death in music, if you like. But it's quite pleasant to listen to, as I imagine breathing carbon monoxide is. The narrative or the line through the whole 90 minutes was important to me, and was another reason why I didn't want to subject an audience to it just as a piano solo, because I didn't think it could sustain it. The timbre of a piano, it wears on the ears after a while. So that suggested to me, and I was struggling with this for a long time. I started an orchestration of it, and then I thought, well, I don't really want to write for, you know, Sleep with the Enemy. So I thought, no, I need to again go back onto my own resources. What do I have around me that I can orchestrate this music with? So that led me to look at the piano as a resonator. So I used extended techniques to generate sounds through the piano at various parts through the cycle. You can get all sorts of interesting sustained and gliding and metallic and smooth and glissando effects from a piano once you let go of its traditional playing aspect. And funnily enough, a lot of people commented to me that they found the piano the most like an insect of all the instruments I used. But then going back, do I want to be using the latest cutting-edge electronic sounds, for instance? That came to me. And I thought, well, no, because there's no way I can create an ear cam studio in I don't have the resources. What do I have? So I have a few bits of clunky equipment, synthesizers and electric pianos and stuff. How can I manipulate them in a way that is evocative both of the instrument, both of the insects, and also the time of the book? Because the book was the, you know, 60s, 1966. These sorts of sounds, which I eventually ended up using, were all around then. So it became a little bit of a humorous retro exploration of those electronic sounds, which then provide their own inspiration for further exploration of the types of sounds and instrumentation you want to use. You know, so it's interpreted.